It came and went, slowly, still searching. Good. There might be time. Night travel was more trouble here than he expected. And there was the thing above, which seemed able to spot him at times, despite his best efforts to make himself one with the land of stone. It kept his animals in a continuous state of terror. The going was painfully slow. Dawn threatened when he topped a knife-edge ridge and spotted his quarry's camp down the canyon on the other side. He began the descent, feeling that even his hair hurt. The animals grew more difficult by the minute. A great shadow rolled over him and kept on rolling. He looked up. A thing, 1,000 feet long, was dropping toward the camp of those he sought. The still stone echoed his shouted, "Wait!" He anticipated the lethal prickle of steel arrowheads with every step. He anticipated the crushing, stinging embrace of wind whale tentacles. But neither dread overtook him. A lean, dark man stepped into his path. He had eyes as hard and dark as chunks of obsidian. From somewhere nearby, behind him, another man said,
"I'll be damned. It's that sorcerer Bowman's that was supposed to have got it by that Barrowland dragon."
Chapter 18. A serpent of fire slithered southward, devouring castles and cities and towns, growing larger even as pieces of it fell away. Only fire, black and bloody red, lay behind it. Toadkiller Dog and the Wicker Man were the serpent's deadly fangs. Even the Wicker Man had physical limits, and periods of lucidity. At Rose's, after the city's punishment, in a moment of rationality, he decided that neither he nor his soldiers could survive the present pace. Indeed, losses among his followers came more often from hardship than from enemy action. He camped below the ruined city several days, recuperating till wholesale desertions by plunder-laden troopers informed him that his soldiers were sufficiently rested. 5,000 men followed him in his march toward Charm. The tower was sealed. They recognized him in there. They did not want him inside. They named him rebel, traitor, madman, scum, and worse. They mocked him. She was absent, but her lackeys remained faithful and defiant and insufficiently afraid. They set worms of power snaking over stone, already adamantine with spells set during the tower's construction. Writhing maggots of pastel green, pink, blue, that scurried to any point of attack to absorb the sorcerer's energy applied from without. The wizards within the tower were not as great as their attacker, but they had the advantage of being able to work from behind defenses erected by one who had been greater than he. The Wicker Man spewed his fury till exhaustion overcame.